Hello and welcome to the Thursday, July 16th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. I mentioned yesterday that there was a new version of Java, but totally forgot to mention that also Oracle released its quarterly patch update. Now, with that, the total of 193 vulnerabilities were fixed. That, of course, is a large number in part because Oracle does cover its entire portfolio of products. There are about 10, if I remember correctly, Oracle database issues that are being patched. Also 18 different fixes for MySQL. Many of the patches also still address glibc issues with the ghost vulnerability. In case you forgot, the ghost was a vulnerability in the DNS resolver libraries that did allow arbitrary code execution via specific hostname lookups. And the NSA open sourced a tool that should assist you in configuring your systems securely. Now, the tool, of course, based on being released by the NSA, is mostly focusing on government systems. With that, it is very much built around the SCAP security guide, which is a set of standards commonly used by government entities. But it's all open source, written in Ruby, so it can be configured and you can also contribute your own modules and changes to the project if you're interested in it. They right now focus mostly CentOS 6 and 7. I haven't had a chance yet to try it myself, but looks rather promising. If you give it a spin and have any sort of feedback, let me know how it worked for you. And Walmart Canada's photo center website got compromised, and with that, about 60,000 customers' data was leaked. Now, Walmart's photo center is operated not by Walmart itself, it's operated by a third-party company. Insofar, there was no real data leaked or available to the attacker from Walmart's stores, for example, which would probably be a much larger leak. At this point, the walmartphotocenter.ca site is not available, and the plan is to keep it shut down until the breach's root cause has been mitigated. And over the last couple days, there was quite a bit of speculation why a talk at DEF CON all of a sudden was canceled and no trace of the talk could be found anymore. And that was a talk related to a tool called ProxyHam. Now, what ProxyHam is, it's really just a wireless access point with a powerful antenna that allows you to connect to the access point from far away. And then the access point itself is running software like Tor and such to further anonymize the user. The idea here was that whoever is using this access point is not anywhere close to it. Now, since the talk was with Tron, there was a lot of speculation whether or not some government entity did require the talk to be withdrawn. But as several people have pointed out, a tool like this is actually not all that special. It's really just that. It's a powerful wireless access point. Just to make this point, Sammy has released a little website with some details about how to build a tool like this yourself. Actually, a little bit better in the sense that Sammy's tool also includes a GSM component. So the uplink to the internet is actually done via GSM, and then you still have that wireless access point that you can access from quite far away. By the way, when you're looking at these long-distance wireless access points, they pretty much always require a line of sight. So in any kind of urban or densely populated environment, they usually do not reach their full potential. Also, in order to reach further than a mile or so, you also need to get them quite high off the ground, like sort of in the 20, 30 feet range, in order to sort of escape the reflections that you usually get from the ground. So a tool like this probably only makes sense if you can place this up on some kind of utility pole or tree. Then we got more attacks against the RC4. Now, RC4 certainly should not be used, but this new attack makes it actually plausible to attack RC4 in real life websites. Just like a lot of these attacks, it does require some kind of JavaScript or such on the client that will send requests at a quite high rate. Like here, the demonstration did use more than 4,000 requests per second, which could probably crash many web servers. But with that high rate of requests, it was possible to decrypt a 16-character cookie within about 75 hours. So certainly somewhat feasible, even though not very likely attack, but really the big lesson here is nothing new. Don't use RC4 anymore. You can't really rely on that. And with the SSL, of course, you should have already turned it off, but then it still survives a little bit, like with WPA TKIP, if you're using that instead of AES and such. So make sure that you adjust your configurations. Not a huge rush, but something you probably, as you review configurations anyway, want to adjust. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.